So this is the On This Day section. 1975, Everest was climbed by the Southwest Face for the first time by Dougal Haston and Doug Scott. And there's a nice coloured photograph of one of them. Last year, a man who authorities say staked out Donald Trump for 12 hours on his golf course in Florida and wrote of his desire to kill him was indicted on Tuesday on charges that he attempted to assassinate a major presidential candidate. Birthdays: Helen Lederer, actress and writer, she's 71. Theo Paphaitis, entrepreneur, Dragon's Den, 66. Jack D, comedian, 64. Ali McCoist, broadcaster and former footballer, 63. Victoria Pendleton, former track cyclist, 45. And John Arne Rees, former footballer, 45. And then some dates in history. 1776, the oldest of the classic horse races, the St. Leger, was first run at Doncaster. In 1848, Branwell Bronte, brother of the Bronte sisters, died. He was the inspiration for the violent drunk Hindley Earnshaw in Emily Bronte's Wuthering Heights, which she wrote in 1847. In 1852, the first hydrogen-filled airship, powered by a 3-horsepower steam engine built by Henry Giffard, I think that's French, Henri, made its maiden flight at Versailles in France. 1896, American writer F. Scott Fitzgerald was born. He became an alcoholic in his early 20s, and died aged 44 after having 2 heart attacks. He wrote the definitive 1920s novel, The Great Gatsby, in 1925. And 1953, The Robe, the first film made in CinemaScope, was premiered in Hollywood. And in 1960, the first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, the USS Enterprise, was launched in Newport, Virginia.